I wouldn't put my mother here if it was my last breath. The stark statement from a staff member in Benevan Manor, one of the two nursing homes featured in last night's RTÉ Investigates documentary examining standards of care in Benevan and the residence Portlaoise, two homes operated by Amise, now the biggest provider of private nursing home care in Ireland. HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, has stopped admissions to the Portlaoise home and said that through its inspections of both, it's identified a number of significant concerns. The programme uncovered multiple examples of care failings and neglect of vulnerable older residents. There were examples of what experts called institutional abuse and neglect. Here's a segment from the programme where RTÉ Investigates Aoife Hegarty details how an elderly man in Benevan Manor in Glasnevin is refused access to the bathroom.
It's night time at Benevan Manor and the same man is being put to bed. Hours later, at 4:30 in the morning, he wanted to use the toilet. But he again was denied, this time by a nurse.
What we are doing? Are you going to get your sheet? We don't have enough sheet, okay? We don't have enough sheet, okay?
Listen.
But
what? I have to call the my number, I am one.
Number one, yeah? That's fine, you can. I don't have anyone to help you, so you can wear your pad and we will change it, okay? You can pee on. Can you put your trousers up? Yeah. You can pee on that, okay? Yeah, you can pee on that. We will change that, okay?
Left alone, the man could be heard calling out for help.
Hello? Hello there.
But no one responded.
The Older People's Charity alone has expressed shock and disappointment at the revelations contained in the programme. Alone CEO Sean Moynihan told our reporter Joe Caulfield the programme uncovered shocking deficiencies in the care and treatment of older people.
I think, you know, it's been said many times, you judge a society how it treats its older people. And tonight we got a shock, a very visible shock to how we're treating maybe the older or more vulnerable. International research from many countries shows that privatisation of care leads to poorer outcomes. We have done that because we don't have a policy. And ultimately, the companies that are running it are big multinational companies that control thousands, and they have become more and more powerful within our system. The reality is we don't have a policy about what we're doing with care for older people. We aren't responding in a way that is quick enough to respond to the needs of older people. We're walking into the privatisation of nursing home care and home care without any due thought of what is in the interests of the older people. Where other age groups like disabilities are decongregating, we are congregating older people in bigger and bigger facilities to make them economically viable. And so the economics of this seem to be more important than the actual rights of the older person and the healthcare of the older person.
And that was Sean Moynihan of Alone. We're joined by the Minister for Older People, Kieran O'Donnell. Minister, thank you very much for coming
into
the studio. Did you see the programme?
I did.
And I suppose, unlike the people in the nursing home last night, or their families, or the rest of us, you are in a position of power and you are in a position to get answers to questions. So what are the questions that you have for HICWA, for the HSE, for the nursing home providers, and indeed for your own government?
Well, firstly, I saw the programme. The programme is extremely distressing. I can only imagine what it is for the residents themselves of the two nursing homes, their families, and people looking in who have cared ones in nursing homes, the length and breadth of Ireland. And really, what happened was shown that it was wholly unacceptable. It's something I've met with HICWA yesterday on the matter, the urgency of it and the importance I put on it. I do want the message to go out as well that we have very good nursing homes operating in the north of Ireland. I travelled them and I've been in my role as minister over the last number of months. So there are very good providers, great staff. But what happened and was shown in the programme last night, I want to compliment RTÉ for broadcasting the programme. It highlighted neglect, abuse of older people, which in my role as minister for older people is wholly unacceptable. When I met HICWA yesterday, I impressed upon them the need to redouble their efforts around these two nursing homes, and I note that they are doing an intensive body of work, and I expect HICWA and the Chief Inspector to use all their available powers in this area. We have to have environments that are safe for older people, and that's something that I feel absolutely critical on. And furthermore, I've asked the HICWA to come back to me on the work they're doing in terms of the intensive engagement with the two nursing homes over the next week. And I've asked them to do an overview of the MAS group itself in terms of all the nursing homes, in terms of regulation and enforcement process as well, to come back.
Did HICWA fail the residents of those nursing homes?
Well, for what we saw last night, HICWA have a body of work. They're an independent body. But certainly from what we saw on that programme last night, one could not stand over. And that's why I want to see, and I impressed very much on HICWA yesterday, that I want to see redoubling of efforts, and that we cannot have a situation whereby we see you had that elderly man, you broadcast him in terms of reach out for people. That's wholly unacceptable. I can only imagine the torment he went through and the family looking in and what has happened here. In my role as Minister for Older People, I want to ensure this never happens again.
Minister, you're sitting here this morning and you're saying to me that there are very good providers, and you could well be right, but how do you know?
87% of the nursing homes that HICWA audit, and they audit, every nursing home is audited every year, and some of them three and four times, 87% compliance. And people listening, and I want that message to go out, so we have a regulatory regime, but what was exposed last night on the programme is a wake-up call for everyone. And what I want to see at this stage is, for me, and you had Sean Moynan on there from Malone, I'm bringing forward a statutory home care scheme on the other side, and we're going to regulate. The first thing I'm doing is to regulate home care providers and bring forward that legislation.
But hold on, yeah, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But you know, HICWA said Ben Evan was compliant, yet what we saw last night, people left sitting in wheelchairs for hours, that completely against best practice. People being corralled into one room on certain floors. People being left without being responded to. Chronic staffing problems, lack of training for staff as well.
If you look at even the absolutely, if you look at the Port Leash, the most recent report from HICWA, that spoke about lack of staffing, that spoke about inadequate training, and that all was manifest in the programme last night. So what I want to see at this stage in terms of those two immediate nursing homes is HICWA to the intensive engagement. We must make it safe for people. And in my role as Minister for Housing and working with Minister Karen McNeill, bringing forward the statutory home care scheme, bringing forward in the programme for government, there's a commitment to bring forward a national policy on safeguarding for adults. That's currently, I've asked, that's being prioritised in the department. It's something I've looked for, as well as the senior minister, Jennifer Karen McNeill, that be brought to Cabinet by the summer recess. And the adult safeguarding legislation will get the approval from Cabinet to proceed to.
Why has it taken so long? It's been there since
it's much longer than I would have liked.
2017, 8 years.
The regulations have come in terms of safeguarding, and furthermore, in that particular space, we have a national safeguarding office in the HSE. I spoke to Bernard Gloucester, the CEO of the HSE, last night after the programme, and I've asked him, and he's committed to use a national safeguarding office to look at the programme in terms of safeguarding. In essence, Mary, the practices and the regulations are there. What we need now is the legislation to strengthen it.
Well, maybe there are other problems as well, because, you know, Sean Moynihan also said to us essentially that we're sleepwalking our way into privatisation, not just of the nursing home system, but the home care system as well. And he pointed to international research saying, you know, privatisation of care leads to poorer outcomes. And what we saw in those two nursing homes last night were appalling outcomes for the residents.
Regardless of any system you have, Mary, you're always going to have public and private. And certainly in the programme for government, there's a commitment to bring forward more public nursing home beds. That's something that I'm very committed to. We're doing a an updated capital plan in that space. But regardless, Mary, you will always you have public and private. So it's about regulation. And effectively, regulation has to, and HICWA are over.
Which we have regulation. We have HICWA since 2007.
And
we have lots of regulation. We have inspection. Surely it needs to be about more than regulation. Doesn't it need to be about sanction and having the teeth to implement what you find when you're sanctioning
with
a nursing home?
When I met with HICWA along with senior department officials yesterday, I asked them two questions. One, did they have adequate resources? And did they have sufficient statutory powers? On board accounts, they said yes.
So
if they require more, government will provide them with that.
But they answered your questions, Minister, maybe, but they certainly didn't answer the questions that were raised by RT Investigate. Some 20 or more questions were submitted. Basic stuff here. You know, like just even the first question was, you know, RT Investigate sent their researcher in, a qualified healthcare assistant, identified several breaches of regulations. So how did HICWA explain their failure to identify such issues? Did you ask them that question?
Two questions I asked was, there was a particular disclosure to HICWA. Why did it take so long for the inspection to take place? I want to see that happening quicker. And secondly, around the area of, within the reports, the Port Leash report, HICWA did highlight the various lack of staffing. What I want to see now is a redoubling of efforts by HICWA to deal with these two nursing homes. And ultimately, Mary, it's absolutely critical that older people can live in a safe environment in nursing homes.
Did they consider the staffing levels at Benevan Manor to be appropriate to the care needs of the residents living there? That was another question
they have done a further inspection in Benevan in more recent times. They have stated that they'll be publishing two reports. But certainly what the
Did you think the staffing levels
no,
you saw...
No, absolutely grossly inadequate, Mary. What we saw from the programme last night was neglect and abuse of older people. And clearly a key element of that was lack of staffing. And that's something that I want to see rectified.
I know, and that's you want to see rectified. You're telling us about things you'll be doing. But for the people themselves who are resident in nursing homes right around the country this morning and in those two nursing homes as well, and for their families and for their loved ones, nothing is going to change today. Nothing is going to change tomorrow. You're telling us about things that are going to happen on down into the future. So how can you reassure people today that the care, the staffing levels and the response to need will be different today than what it was
If you look at the Port Leash report, they highlight lack of staffing levels, lack of oversight, lack of training. And many of the areas there were just lack of basic supplies. 87% of nursing homes are compliant in Ireland, and there are very good providers, excellent staff throughout the length and breadth of Ireland in terms of the nursing home sector. What was highlighted last night was the situation where clearly evident two nursing homes, gross neglect of older people, and my role as Minister for Old People, absolutely unacceptable, and I can only imagine the distress they were through and their families.
Indeed. Minister. Kieran O'Donnell.
We want to ensure this doesn't happen again, Mary.
Minister Kieran O'Donnell, thank you very much for coming into us. 26 minutes past 8.